I want to introduce a new series called the Seduction series. Seduction is a superpower. It is the power of influence and enchantment too. It's like we go under the spell of something or someone. Its effect is subtle and also insidious, so we might miss its hold over us, but it has the power to hold us tightly in its grip. We usually think of seduction between a man and a woman, but actually it's everywhere in our lives. It permeates our culture, it's in advertising, in marketing, in politics. It's the same casting of a spell, luring someone towards you with power. But I want to talk about an unconventional way of looking at seduction. It's not just people or marketing on the outside of us, but the inside. Our emotions, for instance, our moods, our thoughts and feelings, our attitudes and our habits, like anger, disappointment, despair, even self-absorption like narcissism. They suck us in and blindly seduce us for long periods of time. And I want to emphasize here that such is the power of negativity, all negativity. It's a dark energy, like a black hole where we disappear into, and it robs us of the possibility of getting out of it. My point is that we allow ourselves to be sucked in by a strong force that we feel we cannot resist. Yet, we are co-creators in this force, and we are co-creators of our happiness. Then why do we do this? Simply because we don't know we have another choice. The purpose of this series is to learn ways to see through the gloom to the other side, where hope lives. There is a win we really want to get to. That is its purpose. Life always gives us a win in every challenging, stressful situation. It's our job to find it. So, through this series, let's explore the real reason underneath our attraction to these unpleasant emotions, why we allow ourselves to stay in the dark, and let's explore the journey to the other side of the rainbow, shall we?
Join spiritual psychologist and India's number one biofeedback practitioner, Ritu Malhotra, as she guides you through the paths of self-discovery and personal transformation so that you can live in alignment with your values and purpose. You are listening to the Cellular Alchemist podcast, and here's your host, Ritu Malhotra.
Must be happy. The new creed of our generation. Don't worry, be happy. We hear that all the time. So how are you doing today? Are you happy? Most people would say, yeah, especially if they're not close friends. So really, how are you today? If I asked anybody that, they'd say, oh, all good, fine, all is well, nothing to complain, blah, blah, blah. Can we stay like this for long? No ups and downs? Not probable, right? Because if we stop to think about it, happiness is a fleeting emotion. For example, if you're on vacation, you're having a great time, you're relaxed, and life couldn't be better, and you get the news that your house got flooded, your belongings are ruined, there goes your happiness. Of course, you'll be happy once again, everything is fixed. But you see what I mean? It's short-lived. Happiness is a transient emotional experience. Having said that, what we see around us is that the pursuit of happiness has become mandatory. As much as we are told that happiness is elusive, we are pretty bad at predicting what will make us happy in the future. And yet, most people still assess the quality of their lives by how happy they are. But I think there is a better gauge of happiness, and that is life satisfaction. Why I think it's better is because it's more akin to well-being. And it can't be moody, you know. When you're physically healthy, when you're independent financially as well, when you have good, loving relationships surrounding you, when you're doing the work that you love, and most of all, when all of this is meaningful to you, we can say that you have a pretty high quotient of life satisfaction. Another important aspect to consider is the subjective quality of life satisfaction. It depends on the importance we give the situations in our lives. One person may be wealthy and yet yearn for achieving a golf score that he hasn't been able to. And that becomes his reason for unhappiness. Or he may yearn for a recognition in aviation that still eludes him. Or the love of his family, which he feels isn't there despite his generosity towards them. On the other hand, a relatively poorer person may be happy with the fact that he has the talent to play a musical instrument that he just loves, or the ability to teach a subject he finds meaningful and loves to share it with others too. And that makes his world satisfactory and whole. So everyone has their own criteria of judging satisfaction in their lives. You can be happy simply by looking around you at the home you have, the plants you've nurtured, the people you've helped along the way, the social service that gives you pleasure. There's a feeling of contentment that embraces you. And that's enough. Contentment. Now, I know that this is the ideal, and it can be realized with perseverance and much practice. Though few know it as a constant state, even then. Most of the time, what we all strive for instead of happiness, I think, is a lack of suffering, a lack of pain. The truth, though, lies in what one of my favorite gurus has to say. Ramdas says, suffering is part of our training program for becoming wise. Suffering is part of our training program for becoming wise. It took me a long time to really get this. I felt if I was happy, then I wouldn't suffer. Then it slowly dawned on me that maybe a part of happiness is not to avoid suffering. And my avoidance of it was actually causing me to suffer. Let's face it, life is tough. But while the pain of life is inevitable, the added layer of suffering is an inside job. We do it to ourselves, and we can stop doing that. Or at least do it less often. I say this, but I'm far from being there myself. And my ego intervenes as well. But teaching and counseling for many years has taught me that change is possible. Not always easy. Always rewarding, though. Always rewarding. So if you want to have that life satisfaction, it's time to be real. And stop looking for happiness where it's not. There are many paths to happiness. Find what fits for you. Find the win, as I always say. That's why we're here, to find the win. See you soon, next time again. Have a wonderful day.
That was this week's episode for the Cellular Alchemist podcast with spiritual psychologist Ritu Malhotra. Don't forget to follow the podcast on your listening app so that when the new episode drops, you do not miss out on the chance to change your life by changing your beliefs.